Hello and welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we are learning Masechet Megillah. We find ourselves on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, that's Daf 20a, and we are 11 lines down from the top. We are just finishing up one small piece from the previous Mishnah, and then we are going to go to the next Mishnah. So our previous Mishnah had been discussing who is allowed to read the Megillah, and the majority opinion was that a katan, a minor, someone who's before bar mitzvah, is not able to read the Megillah. And we have a minority opinion, Rabbi Yehuda, who is machshir b'katan. He says a minor can read the Megillah, and that's where we start. So we have two diamond dots that refer to a quote from the Mishnah. So on the 11th line down from the top, the quotation from the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan. Rabbi Yehuda permits a minor to read the Megillah. Tanya, we learn in a Braita. Now, Braita is very similar to a Mishnah. It comes from the same time period and is the same format, written in the same language. But Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi only collected some of the Mishnahs to put in the Mishnah, and others were left out in separate collections. So the Gemara often will compare our Mishnah to a similar Tanaitic document in a Braita. So when it does, it introduces it with the word Tanya. We learn in a Braita. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Katan Hayiti, I was a minor when I was a little boy. Vikariti, Vikarite, and I read it, that is the Megillah, Limala, above, Me Rabbi Tarfon, Uzukenim Balod, from Rabbi Tarfon and the elders in Lod. So he was in shul, or in some kind of a shul setting, with Rabbi Tarfon and some other renowned sages in the town of Lod, which is in the middle of Israel, between Yerushalayim and Tel Aviv. And he read the Megillah, and apparently, it doesn't specify here, but apparently they didn't say anything. They permitted this young boy who was pre-bar mitzvah, Rabbi Yehuda, who would later become Rabbi Yehuda, to read the Megillah. So that's his proof that a minor can read the Megillah. Amrulo, the sages replied to him, Ein mevi'in raya min hakatan. You can't bring proof from a minor. In other words, this happened when you were a little boy. Your testimony comes from the time that you were a child, and that testimony is invalid. Tanya, we learn in a Braita. I'm a Rebbe. A different tradition says the Rebbe says, Katana yiti v'karite l'malem Rebbe Yehuda. I was a young boy, and I read the Megillah above Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda was there, and he allowed me as a young boy to read the Megillah. Now we already know what's coming, but actually it's going to surprise us. Amrulo, the sages said back to Rabbi, Ein mivin raya mina matir. You cannot bring a proof from the guy who holds a minority opinion. I mean, everybody knows Rabbi Yehuda allows a katan to read. You can't prove that that is the normative halacha based on the fact that the one guy who is lenient was the one who allowed you to read. So the Gemara asks, "Vilem rula ein mevi'in raya min hakatan." Why didn't you answer the same thing as you did before? You could have said, "Vilem rula, let them say to him, let the sages respond." You can't bring a raya, a proof, min hakatan, from the minor. That's what we said about Rabbi Yehuda. And in this case, Rebbe is also bringing testimony from when he was a child. So the Gemara agrees with this. Chada ve'od kamrule, one and another. In other words, they had both arguments at their disposal. They could both say he was a minor and also say that Rabbi Yehuda is the matir, the lenient one. Chada de katan hayita, one is that you were a minor when you reported this. Ve'od afilu gadol hayita, and moreover, even had you been a post-bar mitzvah person who could give testimony, ein mevi'in raya min hamatir, we still can't bring a proof from the minority opinion that allows it. And that is the conclusion of the Gemara. Okay, so now we're up to the Mishnah on Chaf Amud Aleph. We're about to do the last two Mishnahs in this chapter, and they both deal with the time of reading the Megillah, or in general with mitzvot that are done in the daytime and mitzvot that are done in the nighttime. Okay, let's start. So we're going to have a bunch of concepts here. I'll try to explain each concept very briefly so we understand what's happening. What we're basically saying here, what we're going to say, is that you can only read the Megillah in the daytime from sunrise. In other words, the proper time for the doing of mitzvot in the daytime is from sunrise. That is the main opinion here. So, ein korina ta Megillah, one may not read the Megillah, it's going to say, until sunrise. Vilo malin, and a similar mitzvah is circumcision, both for a child on its eighth day, that's the working assumption, and also for a convert, that you may not do circumcisions except for in the daytime from sunrise. Vilo tovlin, you may not go to the mikvah, And now there are lots of different reasons why you would go to the mikvah. In this particular case, Rashi says that what we're talking about here is either a zav, person with a gonorrheic emission, or a tamei meit, a person who is going to the mikvah in order to become purified from contact with the dead. Velo mazin, and you may not sprinkle. Sprinkling blood here is part of the process of becoming purified from contact with the dead, or it was in biblical times. V'chein shomeret yom keneged yom, and also a woman who sees a kind of a menstrual emission, but at a certain time of the month. So we discussed this earlier in our tractate, but basically, at a certain time of the month, if a woman sees blood, she consider her a zava ketana. So she goes to the mikvah on the first day, but she waits for the second day. And if she sees on the second day, she goes to the mikvah, but she waits for the third day. If she sees on the third day, then she becomes what's called a zava gedola, and she has to count 7 clean days where she doesn't see bleeding at all until she goes to the mikvah. But so she's called a shomeret yom keneged yom because she purifies herself each day, but she has to watch for the next day to see if she bleeds again, and those 3 bleedings can add up to making her into what's called a zava gedola. Okay, so all of these instances of reading the Megillah, circumcising, immersing, sprinkling blood, and of going to the mikvah for a woman who is a zava ketana, lo titbol, she may not. Sorry, we're referring specifically to the zava ketana here. Lo titbol, she may not immerse in the mikvah ad shetanetz hachama, until the sun rises. Now, when we say the sun rises, we mean the ball of the sun comes over the horizon. So in theory, if you had a flat plane, which is what you would need, the moment when the top edge of the sun, the disk of the sun, comes over the horizon, that is called Hanetz HaChama. However, so that's l'chatchila. All of those mitzvot are required l'chatchila to be done from sunrise. V'kulan she'asu, and any of those mitzvot that were done, mishe ala amud hashachar, from the time of the pillar of dawn, kasher. Now, the pillar of dawn is a period of time that's earlier than sunrise. Sunrise is when the disk of the sun comes over the horizon, but amud hashachar is when the rays of the sun come over the horizon. So before the sun itself comes over the horizon, it already begins to get lighter, and the rays of the sun come over the horizon. Now, nowadays, you can just look at a website, MyZmanim, and see exactly when Amud HaShachar is and when Hanetz is, but it was a little harder to do that without great, you know, clocks or watches or websites in Talmudic times. So they always were trying to figure out exactly what time was day, how light did it have to be day, and when could you do the mitzvah. So one, it was easy to know that you could do the mitzvah from exactly the time when the sun came over the horizon, if you could see it, but it was possible that even from the time that it starts to get light, it's considered daytime and you can do daytime mitzvot. And this is a long halachic discussion in general, even in practical halachot, about when you can do these mitzvot. But the general principle is that l'chatchila, ab initio, the right way to do it is to wait for sunrise. But if you do it from the time that it starts to get light, then it is kasher b'dieved. Okay, we're going to the Gemara. Minalan, what is the source that these mitzvot have to be done in the daytime? De Amar Kra, so particularly here we're talking about reading the Megillah. So it says in the Megillah, and this is in Esther chapter 9, verse 28, V'hayamim ha'ela nizkarim v'nasim. These days shall be remembered and shall be done. We've quoted this verse before, but in particular here, the Gemara is interested in the fact that it says yamim, day. In other words, this reading of the Megillah, nizkarim, mentioning, which we understand to be the reading of the Megillah, must be done in the daytime. By yom, in the day, yes. Balayla, lo. At nighttime, no. Lema tihavit yuftad Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Perhaps this is a refutation of the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. What did Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say? The Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, chayav adam likrot et ha-megillah ba-layla v'lishnot ba-yom. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says a person has to read the Megillah at the nighttime and then to repeat it in the daytime. In other words, Ribal's opinion is that you read the Megillah twice, which in fact is what we do. Now the problem is, if according to this Mishnah, you have to read the Megillah in the daytime, how is it possible to read the Megillah in the nighttime? So the Gemara answers, I think, in a simple way, ki katani adiyom. What they're talking about is the daytime one, meaning for the daytime reading, you have to wait until sunrise. It's not talking about the nighttime reading, just like with Shema. You have a nighttime Shema and a daytime Shema. When you're talking about reading the Shema in the morning, then you're talking about requiring it to be morning. But if you're talking about reading the Shema in the nighttime, it has a whole different set of rules. However, it may be not quite as simple as this, because we do know there was a discussion earlier in the Masechta that perhaps the daytime reading is the more important reading. Unfortunately for us, often many, many people hear the Megillah at night. It's a bigger communal event for us. But it is possible that the daytime Megillah reading, which is the time when all the other mitzvot are done in the daytime, may be the more essential reading. Okay, we are back at two dots. If you remember, having two diamond dots on top of each other always represents a quotation from the Mishnah. So we're continuing in the Mishnah Vilo Malin, that you cannot circumcise except for in the daytime. And it brings a verse, Dichtiv, as it is written in Vayikra chapter 12, Uvayom Hashmini Yimol, on the eighth day he shall circumcise. So again, it specifies that it should be in the Yom, in the daytime. Continuing on to the next phrase of the Mishnah, Vilo Tovlin Vilo Mazin, and you do not immerse in a mikvah, and you do not sprinkle blood, except for in the daytime. Dichtiv, as it is written, and this is in Bamidbar, chapter 19, verse 19, Yudtet Yudtet, as it says, V'hizah ha-tahor ha-latameh. This is dealing with the purification procedure from coming into contact with the dead, and it says, the pure person shall sprinkle upon the impure person, And what it says there is by v'hizah ha-tahor al-atameh by yom ha-shlishi u'by yom ha-shvi'i, on the third day and on the seventh day, right? And that's why it says v'gomer in the brackets means etc. But that's the verse in its fullness is v'hizah ha-tahor al-atameh by yom ha-shlishi u'by yom ha-shvi'i. Now that is specifically is referring to sprinkling, and it does not mention immersing. So the Gemara says, "V'itkash tvila lahazaya." They connect the sprinkling to the immersing. In other words, even though the verse there specifies the sprinkling, because the verbs for sprinkling and for immersing come next to each other, they apply the rule to both of them. Okay, we're going to stop there, and we will continue in our next recording the rest of Daf Chav. Have a wonderful day.